You're listening to BK Presents on Rainier Avenue Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is BK, International Talent Scout. I'm bringing a brand new show to you called BK Presents. 30 minutes, nonstop, your favorite in gospel music. The studio session, going deep into interviews with your favorite artists, producers, and their engineers. You and your music. Concert previews and concert reviews. Get it all on BKPresents.com. Hello, everybody. This is BK, International Talent Scout, and I am live on the phone lines with Crystal Laughter. We're going to be talking about her three books. We want to thank our producer, Asher, for dialing us in to Rainier Avenue Radio World. Let's get into the interview. So, Crystal, let's talk about the last book that you've written was a children's alphabet book. And how did you come up with the whole concept of doing an alphabet book?
Yes. So I have children and, you know, they're all homeschooling with the COVID and everything going on. And so, you know, I wanted to find a way to help them learn, but a fun way to help them learn. And so when I was looking for ways to help them in the alphabet, learn about their letters and just different things, I wasn't really finding what I was looking for. And so I'm like, okay, why don't I just create something of my own to help them? And so it really came about like that. I love writing. I love creating things. And so my thing is like, okay, I need a solution. So why don't I be my own solution and make something to help my daughter or my, you know, my children learn.
And so did you come up with your own pictures and your own words? Just walk us through the steps of how you started doing like A, B, C. What was that like? Did you do coloring? Did you talk to your kids? What was it like starting out the book?
So I think first, because I love creating things. So I'm a very like hands-on person and I need like visuals. And so I use a online program called Canva. And so through that, I just started like seeing what kind of images were available. And that's where I get the images for my books. And so I just seeing what they had for alphabet, the numbers, you know, what kind of characters they had. And then so I kind of shaped my story around, you know, the pictures that they had available. And then so once I knew what pictures they had, I'm like, okay, I know I'm doing the alphabet. And I seen a bunch of cute little dancing animals. And so the kids were with me doing this. And so for each animal, like A, we found like alligator, you know, and he had little musical little signs around him. So we picked that for A. And for B, we found a dancing bear, and he, you know, so that's where the musical theme came from the pictures with the animals dancing and the musical symbols around them. So after we chose that, then I just created dialogue to go with it. And it took about, I think this was one of my books that I did like in 24 hours. Like I challenged myself to do like a book because sometimes I'm just bored and I'm like, okay, what can I do? And I said, let me see if I can do a book like from start to finish, literally in an hour, not an hour, in one day, which is 24 hours. So design, write it, and publish it. And so I designed, wrote, and published that book in 24 hours. And of course it took a little longer for Amazon to put it on, you know, their website, but I did that book in 24 hours and it was really fun and it was really cute. And we did it together as a family.
Oh man, that was totally cool. Now, yeah. What was it like when you got the book, the hardcover back, and you started reading the books to your kids, the alphabet book? What was that experience like?
It was incredible because it's like, oh my goodness. It's like, I know I did the work, but to see an actual product, an actual book, and not just like, it's not like just something that was thrown together. Yeah, I did it quickly, but when I do stuff, I like go all in. So I'll stay up all night and I'll make sure everything's perfect, make sure everything matches, everything is good. And so to see all my hard work like in a physical product that I can read to my children, and then they're all happy, and you know, we all gather around and they're reading and they're like, oh my goodness, and we're just all excited. So it's really a wonderful family experience.
Wow, that is so cool. Let's go to the workbook. So what inspired you to do a workbook with your Love Thyself help book?
So the book that the workbook is based off is called Love Yourself First, How to Heal from Toxic People, Create Healthier Relationships, and Become a Confident Woman. And the support and the love that I've gotten from that book is really just incredible. Because when I published it, I didn't publish it with intentions of, I didn't even know if I was going to sell one copy, because my first book, it sold copies, you know, family and friends, but it didn't really take off on Amazon. And so I'm thinking, okay, so the purpose of me writing this book was really just, if I could just help one person. And it was also a form of just, you know, like healing for myself, you know, to validate my own experiences and the things that I've been through. So to find out, like several months after I had published the book, that it was actually selling, was first shocking in itself, but then to see it keep on selling. In the last 3 months, my book has sold 100 copies a month, and I'm at like 90 right now, and I'm gonna hit 100 by the end of the month, and I'm just blown away. And it's not the money. I'm not blown away by that. I'm blown away by the fact that this book is helping people heal. It's helping people grow. And I've had people email me, just thank you. I've had, you know, 5-star reviews. I have 41 at the moment, 5-star reviews on Amazon from people I never met before, saying, thank you for this book. This is helping me heal. I was in a toxic relationship, but now, you know, I know my worth, I know my value. And I'm just like, whoa, my goodness. And so it was really birthed from really wanting to help even take that healing a step further. Because I had seen other people do workbooks for their book. And so I was going to just, you know, kind of throw something together and be like, okay, let's just put some lines in there so people can just, you know, write out the stuff. But then when I really started getting into it, it's like really like a whole nother book in itself. Because it builds upon the concepts of the Love Yourself workbook, but it also takes it a step further. It adds new concepts. It goes into healing from, you know, your past, where you learned love, what examples you've seen from your childhood that affect the way that you love now, and how toxic, you know, generational cycles start from our childhood, and how that affects the kind of relationships that we have. So, man, it's deep. It's deep, and I'm excited, and I'm just in awe of what God is doing and what He's continuing to do through people. And man, every time I see my book sales, I'm praying like, Lord, bless those people, bless the women, let them continue to heal, let them continue to grow, and let them know who you are, and let them know your love. And I'm just blown away.
Now, do you get any reviews, or did you get any structured help from mental health professionals?
Myself personally, I've been to therapy before, you know, I've been counseling. And so things that I have knowledge from my own personal experiences. So my perspective that I'm speaking through is from my own perspective. What has helped me to heal? What has helped me to overcome obstacles? And just, you know, heal from, you know, trauma, whatever it may be, toxic relationships, you know, trauma from childhood, you know, dealing with low self-esteem, learn to be confident. And just so pretty much just teaching the lessons that I've learned in my 35 years of life that have helped me to heal and to become the woman I am today.
So is this a easy reader? Is it easy for people to digest the book as they read it?
Very much so. Very much so. In anything I do, I want to make it accessible for everyone. Like a 8-year-old could read the book and understand it. It's well written because I'm educated, but I know that a lot of people maybe don't have, you know, the education that I might have. So I'm very, you know, conscious of that when I am writing anything, whether it be, you know, a book for, you know, adults or a book for children.
Wow. Now that you've written a book, do you actually do Love Yourself circles with women? Do you meet with women one-on-one or in small groups?
As of now, I meet with, I'm a, you know, certified life coach. So I do meet with women one-on-one, personally to talk about, you know, healing, you know, confidence. And I also, you know, I'm an author consultant. So I speak with people one-on-one to help them, you know, write their books and get their books published.
Wow. So have you had any success stories with helping people get out their own personal stories in book form?
Yes, that's an interesting question, because the calls that I have received are usually people who are wanting to publish their books, but they, you know, don't know where to start. They're not sure how to formulate their story, how to structure it, what to include, and just how to go about that. So I've actually been able to, you know, personally sit down with several women to help them, give them different ideas, you know, hear their story and be able to, you know, pull insight and some information from that to help them, you know, publish their books. So it's been an interesting, you know, experience.
Well, you know, this interview is going to come out during the Christmas season. Merry Christmas to you and your family. How will you guys experience Christmas this year during the pandemic?
Well, it's definitely been different because everyone's home. And I don't know if you know, I have 7 children and my youngest is, he'll be 4 months at the end of this month. So I have, my oldest is 13 and my youngest is a newborn. So it's a lot. It's a lot with homeschooling. You can't really go anywhere. You know, Washington, the weather's kind of rainy, so we don't really get out that much anymore. But the thing that's really important, which I'm really grateful for, is just family. Even though I can't be with, you know, the other people outside of my family at this time, we have a big family, so it's like we're gonna be okay. They got each other to play with. You know, we can spend quality time together. And so, even though it's, you know, it has sorrowful times, there's a lot that can be enjoyed within that as well. So I'm still excited because what it's really about is family and love and, you know, being with each other. So we're going to do that this season.
Oh man, that's good. Now I didn't understand it. So you homeschool your kids. You are the teacher.
Well, because of the COVID, all the kids are doing school from home, so it's online, but it's like I have to be the teacher because they're there. Like, there's no teacher like, sit down, do this. So I have to redirect them. I gotta help them if they need help. I gotta, you know, I'm the lunch lady, I'm the teacher, I'm the principal, I'm everything. Me and my husband we're just doing it all. So it's a lot. And then I'm, you know, working from home, running my business, you know, and so it's a lot to deal with and it can be very, you know, stressful. So I have to you know, just take the time to, you know, get it together, but it's a blessing. And so it's has, you know, the downsides, but the blessing is being together, having all that time together, you know, getting to know each other more.
Do they have to do homework too?
Say that again?
Do the kids have to do homework? So you have to give them homework every day too?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Homework too.
So do you actually get to talk to their real teacher, or they're just doing their work with their teacher and then you like follow up with each person? Man, that's so heavy.
Yeah, it's a lot. So they do their online school like during regular hours from like 9 to 3:30. That they're in school. And then, so there's breaks in between that, little breaks. And then after school, you know, I check in with them. I'm checking with them throughout the day, but then I see if they have any homework or if there's anything overdue that they need to do, and we'll make that up. So sometimes we're up to, you know, the nighttime, them making up work. So yeah, it's a pretty much an all day thing.
What is lunch like? Before I ask you a few other questions, what is lunchtime like at your house?
Well, not everyone has lunch at the same time. I have elementary school kids and then middle school kids. So my elementary school kids go at, you know, about the same time. So about an hour earlier. So it's kind of nice. So it's just them two. But then I got to keep them kind of quiet while the other ones are still at school. And then so I try to make lunch in the morning. I try. I don't always. And then so everything's ready when they need to get it. They can just go grab it themselves. But so it's just trying to a balancing act, trying to keep them quiet while the other ones are off of lunch and still reminding them that, hey, not everyone's on lunch because you are. You still got to be quiet. And so, yeah, it's a balanced act, but I love them. They're great kids.
That is so cool. Now, Let's get back to your writing. Tell us what's new from Crystal in 2021. What kind of books do you see yourself writing? Do you see yourself co-writing with anyone? Talk to us about your future in writing.
Yes, absolutely. But first, before that, I'd like to talk about, since it's the Christmas season, like you said, it's funny because I actually am working on a Christmas book and I'm actually like 95% finished with it, and it's going to be available to purchase Thanksgiving, which is like, yes, I'm always writing. And it's a Christmas book. It's a cute little family story. It teaches wonderful lessons, the true meaning of Christmas. And it's called Ollie's Christmas Wish. And it's going to be available on Amazon. It's a very cute family oriented book. And it's really wonderful. I think everyone would enjoy it for their family. So that's going to be out, like I said, Thanksgiving and for Black Friday and all that. So get that. Ollie's Christmas Wish.
Wow. So everybody, you have to go to Amazon, check out Crystal's Christmas book called Ollie's Christmas Wish.
Yes. Thank you. And then so for 2020, I really want to, because I've done so many projects in 2020, like the creative, everything was just going in 2020. So in 2021, I really want to just hunker down and focus on the Love Yourself First, you know, the Love Yourself First book, the workbook. I want to make that, turn that into a course for women as well. And I also want to do a Love Yourself First, like a part two later in the year. So I really just want to focus on that, put my energy into that, develop that, even start doing women's groups. That's definitely something I've been thinking about. I really got to just sit down and take the time to just really map it out, because I have a whole lot of ideas, but definitely focused on women, women's healing, women growing, and just, you know, coming into the place where women are healed and hold and can do and be what they desire to be.
Do you ever get an opportunity to pray with some of the women that actually read your book?
Not yet. I'm hoping that will be on the, you know, for in 2020, I'm praying that I'll get to meet with them. I'll get to speak with them. And just to get the chance to speak more into women's lives. I'd love to maybe go to a virtual conference. Maybe I can be a speaker. Hit me up on my website if, you know, book me as a speaker. But I'd love to speak more into women's life on a personal level, in addition to doing the book.
Wow. I think you would be a great speaker, and I think you would do great with small groups. What will be some of the topics that you would actually talk about as a woman speaker for a conference?
I think my own expertise. Everyone is an expert in their own life because they've experienced it. So I'm an expert in my own life, the things I've overcome, domestic violence, you know, toxic relationships, you know, overcoming, you know, divorce, you know, having a step blended family, just dealing with different issues. You know, I dropped out of high school, you know, when I was younger, but then I went on to get a master's degree. So just, I've overcome so many things, and, you know,
wait, you got to back it up. You dropped out of high school.
Yes.
Went on and obtained your master's degree.
Yes.
Give us a snapshot of Because most people that drop out, they just like, they might not even go get their GED. So mm-hmm. what motivated you to get your BA and your master's degree?
What motivated me? I've always been different. Like, I never felt like really I fit in that much. I was really shy. I'm an introvert. And I learned that that's not a bad word. And that's not a bad thing. Everyone, God gives everyone a personality, extrovert, introvert, and that's okay. And I've learned to be comfortable in who God created me to be. And so when I was younger, I was very shy. I didn't really make friends as easy because I was so shy and I didn't really know how to navigate, you know, the social thing. And so it just, it was very uncomfortable for me. And, you know, the first day, the first day of high school, I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm already shy. I already feel awkward. I don't want to be here. Lunchtime, I walked out that door and I never went back. It was just so uncomfortable and awkward for me. And, you know, after that, I knew I had to do something. I was working, I think, at McDonald's. I had got a job and they wouldn't let me work full time because I was still a minor and I didn't have a GED. And so I'm like, okay, let me go back and get my GED. And I aced everything except for the math. And I took the math test 3 times, failed it 3 times, got frustrated and kind of gave up for a little while until my sister encouraged me to go back and take it. And at this time I was in Hawaii with her because she was with her husband who was in the military. And so I went back, studied real hard. And man, I took that GED test. I passed the math and I'm like, oh my God, I could do this. And then so I wound up coming back to Washington State and enrolled in school. And so I took my associate's degree, got that. And then my teacher had told me that, hey, you're pretty good at this. You should try getting your, you know, going for your bachelor's. And at the time, I'm like, I would have never thought, you know, because I was a high school dropout. You know, nobody thought I was going to do or be anything great. So I'm like, so to hear someone speak life into me, to speak something positive over me, it changed the trajectory of my life just by him saying, you're good at this. You should go to, you know, get your bachelor's. And so I did. And then someone came and talked to me about a master's program. I'm like, I could do that. And at the time I was in a, you know, a domestic violence situation and my ex-husband, he didn't want me to go. And he's like, you're not going. And so through events that God had orchestrated, we ended up, you know, cutting it off. God, you know, set me free from that, you know, safely. And I went to get my master's. And so I was a single mom. You know, I graduated my bachelor's. I went on to get my master's. And man, it wasn't easy. I was the only person of color in my master's class. And I'm like, oh God, here I am again, a fish out of water, uncomfortable. But you know what? I said, I'm going to do this. And I walked in that class and I did it. And it
now,
was.
What did you study as a master's? What did you get your BA degree in, if you can tell us?
Okay, my BA is in liberal arts with the emphasis in education. And my master's degree is in teaching, elementary education. But as God would have it, I'm like, once I went there, I'm glad for the education, the experience, but I'm like, I don't want to be in a classroom all day long. You know, I felt like God, I just felt like different. Like, that's not what is for me. I wouldn't feel comfortable. That's not for me. So I knew there was something else. So I'm like, let me take all this that I learned and put it into something else. And it just so happened that God had his own plans that I could have never expected, to become an author, an international coach, an empowerment speaker, just to help women overcome and just to rise above their circumstances and just be successful.
Man, that is an incredible story. That's something that has to be on TV.
Yes.
To tell the story. Now, we have to ask you the famous Amazon question. Tuesday, how many books have you sold on Amazon?
Oh, wow. The last time I checked was at like the first week of November, I think. And that's when I hit my 500 books sold. So I know I'm close to 600 because, like I said, at the beginning of the month I was at around like 500, just over 500, and now I've sold almost 100 books this month. So I'm very close to 600.
Wow, that is amazing. Kristen Lefter, she is the author of so many books.
So many books.
We are going to bring you back in January. And I'm thinking in January, if we can get some of your readers to come on and just talk about this book that is changing so many lives.
Oh, that would be amazing. I'd love to hear from anyone who's read the book and just, yes, I love feedback. I love hearing, you know, from people. So that would be amazing. I'd love to do that.
Wow, this is so cool. So we spent the last 30 minutes talking to Crystal about her books, about doing homeschooling, about her new Christmas book that you got to go on Amazon. And what's the name of the book, Crystal, your new Christmas book?
Ollie's Christmas Wish.
Ollie's Christmas Wish on Amazon. You got to go pick it up for Thanksgiving and share it with your family. This is BK International Talent Scout. Asher on the wheels is still at Rainier Avenue Radio. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Seattle, for checking out the show with BK Presents on Rainier Avenue Radio. It's been our pleasure. But listen, we want to connect with you. Maybe you have some takeaways from the show that you would like to let us know about. You can do that in two ways. You can go on Twitter and follow us at BK Presents, or email us bkpresents@gmail.com. Once again, that's bkpresents@gmail.com. Until next time, we look forward to hearing from you again on BK Presents. This is Marquise Franklin, the producer of BK Presents, and that is our time for today. We want to say thank you for listening to the show. And if you'd like to hear the entirety of this episode and more, visit bkpresents.com. Also, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play. BK Presents, promoting the good news in contemporary fashion.